your mind has been scattered around, bring it back. Try to gather everything together right here. You know, when we gather the mind together here in the present moment, it's not that we have to make it really small. Actually, you're supposed to create an enlarged mind, as the Buddha says, mahagatang chittang, which means that you are aware of the whole body as much as you can. That way the mind doesn't feel confined by being in the present moment, and it actually can stay in the present a lot more easily. Because for the mind to go off into the past and future, it has to shrink down to a little point and then go. Lose its bearings in the physical present and then go someplace else. So if you nail everything down, your hand is in your hand, your feet are in your feet, the mind is right here with the breath. And keep this expansive sense of being in the present. Okay, then it's a lot easier to see the movements of the breath throughout the body and to get a better sense of what kind of breathing feels good all around. And when you're fully engaged with your awareness of the body like this, the mind is a lot more stable. So see if you can maintain this sense of full body awareness as you go through the day. Gather everything here, but spread it out throughout the body. That's for things you have to think about or things you have to say. Okay, let them exist in the context of this larger frame of awareness. That way you don't knock your concentration off of its foundation. If your mind is concentrated in just one tiny spot, the slightest movement is going to destroy the concentration. But here we've got this larger frame of reference. Things can come in, things can go out, but they don't have to disturb the frame of reference. It's by keeping this larger frame of reference that you can stay in the present continually throughout the day. So give it a try. See how much you can have an expanded mind throughout the day. And see what the results are.